Good Tuesday afternoon and welcome to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Margie Blaylock, Director of Tourism for 96. Now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Let me tell you, we have a ghost of a show today, folks. Margie, you've been working on a lot of great things that we're going to talk about, but you've got a great announcement for what's happening over there in 96.
We do. Our historic train depot has been selected through the state and officials in Washington to be on the National Register for Historic Places. Yay!
Wow.
That is huge for us.
So
huge.
What does that mean?
That means that people from all around will be coming to visit. You know, a lot of people like to come around to see the National Historic Sites places on the register, and will also be promoted through Discover South Carolina, the Heritage Corridor, Old 96th District. So it really is a huge door that's open for tourism for the town of 96.
Well, you know, not only that, you have the Kynard House, right?
We do, the Kynard House Bed and Breakfast.
And, of course, the National Historic Site, the park.
The National Historic Site, where some of the first blood was shed for the Revolutionary War.
So that is terrific. That is excellent news for 96.
And we are so excited, and we must say thank you to the Historic 96 Development Association, Donna Wells, Charlie Hart, for making this happen.
Yes, and we need to send a word out to Charlie Hart here today.
Yeah,
yes,
he's not doing well, and we miss him. He's a big part of 96 and always has been for many years, and he is executive director of Historic Development Association there in 96 and a former mayor, our first African-American mayor, and he is terminally ill, but we just send our thoughts and prayers out to him, and we miss him dearly.
Absolutely.
At the visitor center.
So I know that that has to give him a boost.
Oh, it does.
It
does. When Donna told him, she said that he just lit up, and it was awesome. And he's also going to be inducted into our first Hall of Fame on November the 5th. So he's got a lot of good news coming his way, and it's perking him up. So we like that.
That's right. Now, what is this about the November 5th, your Hall of Fame? You've got 50 inductees. That's a massive undertaking there.
Indeed. Indeed, indeed. And if it weren't for Patsy Manley and Debbie Karen and Leroy Chrisley and Don McLean, we couldn't do it. Those are volunteers who are helping us get this together. So what it is our very first Hall of Fame. We don't have one in 96, so we've established one. It will be November the 5th at the 96 Primary School. It will be a semi-formal event.
Semi-formal?
Yes, with the dress attire will be red, black, and white.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also having a table decorating contest.
Wow.
Anyone who wants to decorate a table as a tribute in memory or in honor of one of our inductees or a Christmas table, we're going to have a contest for that. So the whole community is getting involved, so we're excited. And it covers the last 100 years. That's why there's so many. This is a foundation, and there's so many that are left out. And we already have nominations for next year, so we are really excited.
Well, 50 nominees. Now, I guess, who does that cover any particular group, or is this, I mean, for example, the Hall of Heroes covers veterans over here in Greenwood and Lawrence, so what does the Hall of Hall cover over there, the Hall of Fame?
Our Hall of Fame covers everything from the everyday Joe to government officials to the founder of Greenwood Mills and the founder of Self Memorial, which is Self Regional Healthcare now, J.C. Self, Dr. Benjamin Mays, Senator John Drummond.
So it's
former
anybody
mayor.
That had anything that helped bring 96 along, develop?
It's key people who have made 96 and are continuing to make 96 what they are today. Danny and Gail Ostrowski were nominated and chosen, and they are charter members of the Mill Village Association.
Sure.
And they are really movers and shakers. So we've got people throughout all generations, and of course we didn't get everybody this year. And
you've got to have somebody for next year.
I know. And like I said, we already have, you know, nominees for next year, so we are just so excited. This thing has gotten bigger than we ever anticipated, and we're very excited. Tickets will go on sale to the public. We sold them to the inductees and their families and friends, but the public will be able to purchase them starting Thursday.
And how much are tickets going to be, Margie?
Tickets are $25, and before everybody goes, gasp, $25 covers a sit-down dinner, the program book, and your admission. And we're going to have some entertainment there, and it's going to be a very nice event.
Wow, and this will be at the
96 Primary School from 7 to 10 p.m. on Saturday, November the 5th.
So you better put that on your calendars, folks. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a great event, and a great event to honor those that work hard, the people that maybe don't get that much recognition.
Indeed, indeed. And those people who decorate a table, which we still have about 15 tables left, you get 2 free tickets to the event.
Okay, so there you go. Whether you're doing a fall Thanksgiving theme or Christmas theme, or as you said, a theme to honor somebody who's being inducted.
Well, it's basically a tribute or Christmas theme, not a Thanksgiving theme.
Okay.
So.
There you go. Doing away with Thanksgiving again. I can't believe it.
Well, we're getting the community involved, and that was easier. We do have 50 inductees. We got a lot to do.
There is a lot.
Yeah.
So now if somebody wants to call you, should they, to get more information about this, what would be a number to call?
Indeed. I welcome them to call the 96 Visitor Center, which is 864-543-3396.
Okay. And do you have anything on your website about this yet?
We do. Visit96.com, the numbers. Visit96.com, and we also are on Facebook. Oh, I love Facebook.
Yeah, you're doing a lot with that now, aren't you?
Well, I fought it for about a year and a half, and then one of our councilmen, Steve Turner, said, you know, you really need to do Facebook. And I was like, but once I did... Okay, I'm addicted to Facebook. I keep the town's website up, and I mean,
I notice you're on Facebook an awful lot, you know.
But it's always promoting the town.
Okay,
everything we've got going on.
Well, you have a lot going on over there in 96. You know, it used to be, I think we could say 96 was a sleepy little town. No more.
The sleeping giant has been awakened.
And there you go.
Exactly.
So we're going to be giving away a couple of tickets, and we also have a T-shirt here that we want to give away during the show. So this, of course, is for the event coming up. What's it called?
The History and Ghost Walk.
Ooh.
And it's also the Masquerade on Main.
And this is on what date?
Saturday, October the 29th, the Saturday right before Halloween.
That's right. And I think that's going to be the big day for everybody, pretty much, as far as celebrating Halloween.
And we are so excited. Last year was our first one. This is our second annual one. And the Mill Village Association has joined in. Business owners have joined in. And a lot of people are calling and say, can I do this? Can I? Sure, come on. You know. And we also have like $10 spots available for people. If there's businesses in Greenwood or Abbeville or surrounding areas that want to come in and set up a booth, dress up, give out candy. Or if they don't want to dress up, just give out candy, flyers, advertise their business for $10.
That's pretty darn cheap.
Yeah. So we want to promote everything in Greenwood County.
But the biggest part is something to do with a ghost walk, isn't it?
Yes, the History and Ghost Walk.
Ooh, that's pretty big, too. That's going to be pretty scary. We have a T-shirt here that on one side says, I believe, and then you flip it over and it says, I saw a ghost in 96. So that's going to be pretty cool. We're going to talk a lot more about that. We're also going to be giving away, like I said, some tickets to the Ghost Walk. Now, tickets for this are $7 for an adult, $5 for a child, and it says your time of departure. So after you get this ticket, you should call and find out?
Yeah, you can call me. Yeah, because if you buy the tickets there, if you come to purchase the tickets at the visitor center, we say, okay, what time do you want to depart from the depot? It starts at the depot and ends at the depot. So we have different times. The tours depart every 15 minutes.
That's great. So, hey, let's hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we've got Margie Blaylock, Director of Tourism, and everything that's going on in 96. Let's just say, it's not just tourism, is it?
It's everything. It's a whole community.
Absolutely.
Our town is a community.
Absolutely. So we'll be back in just a moment. Don't you go away.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
Gold dust at my feet.
This year will be a simpler year, one fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday.
You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Margie Blaylock, Director of Tourism for 96. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right, Brian. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, we're talking about ghosts and all the things that go on right now, though. I do want you to make sure you know we are buying gold, gold, gold. There's gold in those hills. There's gold right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. And you know we are always buying gold. Now, price of gold has come back up some. It's up around $1,644. You know my philosophy. If it's over $1,600, it's a great time to sell. And, of course, you know that we do buy everything when it comes to that piece of jewelry. So if it's in good condition, you're going to get paid more. If it's in meltdown condition, you're going to get the most. And we pay for the little diamonds, the bigger diamonds. We're not just interested in the gold. We're interested in your jewelry. So bring it right here to Sharpless's Gallery on the 72 bypass between Bank of America and Burger King. We'll be here up till 6 o'clock today, so come see us. But now, we wanted to give away, how should we do these tickets? Should we do one ticket, two tickets? What do you think, Margie?
It's up to you.
Well, I tell you what, how about let's do two tickets? Because you know what, if somebody's going to come, they probably want to come with somebody.
I agree. We'll give the pair away.
We'll give a pair of tickets away today. It's for the second annual History and Ghost Walk in 96. Huge success last year, which means it's even bigger this year, isn't it, Margie?
Yes, it is. And we've got some great, great reenactors and living historians and ghosts coming.
You've invited the ghosts?
And we don't have to invite. If they want to show up, they show up. We have no control over that.
Okay, but the
we're
ghosts
going to have a lot of fun.
But
yeah.
The ghosts know that it's going on that night.
Sure.
Yes, so they'll be
yeah,
there.
We'll go with that.
They
yeah,
will go with that.
Go
all right. That. All right, so we've got two tickets to give away. Would you like to go? These tickets are $7 a piece, so that's a $14. Margie said on her Facebook page, I'm going to be giving some away, so let's give them away. Give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Just a little fun something to put together for October 29th. You know you're going to be doing Halloween somewhere. Why not go out and go on a ghost walk and be part of what's going on in 96? So give us a call right now, 229-7984. Telephone man is standing by. That's 229-7984. So let's talk a little bit about what else is going to be going on. Now, you're having a yard sale there starting out.
The Mill Village Association contacted the town and said, hey, we want to get in on the action, too. And everybody's been wanting to have a fall townwide yard sale. We already have one in the spring that the Historic Development Association puts on. And a lot of people say, well, let's have one in the fall because the weather's cooler,
sure,
et cetera. And so we said, okay. So from 7 to 1, the Mill Village Association will be sponsoring and hosting the townwide yard sale, the first fall townwide yard sale.
Well, that's great. So now tickets for that, I mean, if somebody wants to get a table, it's not just for the town people of 96.
Oh, no. No. We had several people come in from Greenwood yesterday. It's $10 for a 10x10 space. You can bring your little canopy and your tables. You must bring your own tables. If you are a food vendor, you have to go by DHEC compliance and their rules, and it's $25 for food vendors. But just to set up a table to sell, it's 10 bucks. You can't beat it.
You can't find any better place. And plus, mm-hmm, it'll give you a great market for just a few hours, from 7 in the morning till 1 o'clock. Now, I presume they probably can get there around 6 or something.
6 o'clock to set up, yes. That's great.
So, excellent. Come out. Give them a call on that. Now, who do they call on that?
They can call the same number, 543-3396, or stop by the Visitor Center where we have the applications where you just fill everything out. It takes about 3 minutes.
So you can just go and spend the whole day right there in 96.
Exactly.
October 29th.
Exactly. We'll have food vendors at the yard sale for breakfast and lunch. And then for dinner, we have 8 restaurants.
8 restaurants. Wow. I didn't realize y'all had that many restaurants over there.
We do. We have chips, home cooking, meat and green vegetables. We have Migs. We have 96 Tire and Oil with their world-famous hot dogs. We have China One. We have Las Cascadas. We have the Cheeseburger House.
Oh, I forgot about
Hardee's.
The
Hardee's.
And Hardee's. So you've got the full gamut there. Surely somebody can find something they would like while they're
anything
there.
Anything from a healthy salad to a big, greasy cheeseburger. Yeah. Good
I'll
stuff.
I'll take the cheeseburger.
Good stuff with fries. Exactly.
All right. So that'll be going on. Now, we did talk a little bit about the paranormal speakers, ghost hunters. That'll be going on from 10 to 4. You can go hear people that are in the know about ghosts. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I want everybody to know, we're not worshiping Satan or anything like that. This is just something fun to do.
Sure.
This is ghost hunters. They will be bringing ghost hunting equipment. They will show you ghost photos and maybe some video if they have some available, and some EVPs, which is an electronic voice phenomenon. where it picks up the voices of ghosts that our human ears cannot hear. So that's going to be really interesting, and
this is like the show, like the TV show Ghost Hunters, where they go out. I mean, there'll be events similar to that type of thing where people have gone out and found them. That's cool.
It's fun. It's going to be fun. It's something different to do. And we, you know, kind of played off Charleston and Savannah because they do the same thing. And I visited Charleston last year and I brought it back. And the mayor said, sounds cool, you know. Let's do that. So we're going to try that out this year, too, along with the ghost walk. And with the history and ghost walk, the ghost walk's not really spooky. What it is, it's you learn about the history and the mystery of 96. So you learn the history of our town and our legends and the old, one of the oldest churches around. And some militiamen, a paratrooper from World War II, somebody from the Civil War, and we have Kessie the Slave, who has been recognized by the Smithsonian. Her name is Kitty Wilson Evans. Mm-hmm. She's a wonderful person, 73-year-old African-American lady who portrays a slave and has done it for over 20 years, and we are so excited and fortunate, because she's retired, to have her with us for the Ghost Walk.
Wow, that's terrific. So this is a big, big, big event. You're not going to want to miss it. I can tell you that Darren Harrison just won the 2 tickets to the Ghost Walk.
Congratulations, Darren. Thank you for calling in.
That's right. So, Darren, you can, excuse me, it's Harmon. Darren Harmon, you just won the tickets. You can come right here to Sharp Fast's Gallery. Pick them up. This event is not until October 29th, but you have just scored 2 tickets. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great evening with the Ghost Walk. So how long is the Ghost Walk?
Well, it's less than a mile this year, and there's going to be between 8 and 10 stops, and it takes about an hour or an hour and a half, depending on how interactive the group is, that you know, because they are able to ask questions.
Sure.
To the people doing the presentation. We've got Katichi, the Native American legend. And we've got a lot. I'm just so excited.
This is terrific. So it's $7 for adults, $5 for children under 12. And Darren Harmon just won 2 tickets. You had gave me some more tickets. We're going to be giving those away a little closer to the event so that everybody will remember on Giveaway Friday. So how about that? So come on out. Have a good time. Now, you also are doing a T-shirt. That's right, a T-shirt. And the T-shirt is it's a black T-shirt. It says, I believe, on one side, and you flip it over, I saw a ghost in 96. Are you really going to see a ghost in 96?
Oh, I'm not sure, but the chances are that night you will.
Ooh, yeah. All right. So you can win this T-shirt. Now, all you got to do is call us and tell us what size. Let's see. We have what size did you bring?
We have 2 large and 2 extra large. But if they win it and want to, we have it all the way from children small to 4X and adults.
So you could bring us back by one.
Sure. Drop. Well, yeah, or I can bring another back, or they can visit the visitor center in 96 and trade it out.
All right. So if you get the wrong size shirt, maybe that's the best thing. We'll let them trade it out right over there in 96. We do have a great T-shirt here. All you got to do is pick up the phone. We have 1 T-shirt we're giving away today. The rest of them are going to be on Giveaway Friday. So, yes.
Well, can we make it interesting?
Yes.
I want somebody to call in and tell me one fact about 96.
One fact about 96. Whoa, now you're making it tough, Margie. But let's see. I saw a ghost in 96. 229-7984. They got to call in with one fact about 96, Jeff. So I hope you know some good facts about 96. 229-7984. Call in right now to win a great T-shirt. It's black with white, and it's got the ghost, and it would be a great T-shirt to wear all year round.
Or well, they could tell us their favorite thing in 96.
Or their favorite thing in 96.
Yeah.
Okay, 96 football broadcast by WCRS. There you go. Oh, it's just
there
one.
There you go. Yeah. And we love Riv, too. He's there at every game. We love him.
Yeah, Riv and Guy are broadcasting the games. Mm-hmm. In fact, they've been having a great season this year, broadcasting for everybody. I sure hope 96 can pull out some more good wins here.
I hope so, and I'm excited because my niece won Homecoming Queen.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, so excellent. We're excited, Carmen Roller.
Well, so congratulations.
Yes.
So here we are. We are at Sharp Facets Gallery. Can you give them one fact or one thing that you know about 96, even if you just say, I love 96. That
there
probably would win right there.
Yeah.
So give us a call right now, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Give us a call, and you will win a great T-shirt. So And if we don't have the right size, Margie said you could just go on over there and exchange it out for the right size. It's great. All right, we're going to be talking more about what's going on. We've got the Hall of Fame on November 5th. We've got more to talk about with all the mysteries going on over there on the 29th. And they've also got a Meet the Candidates. That's right, that's going to be going on too. So don't you go away. Stay right with us. It is time for South Carolina News and a word from our sponsors.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Margie Blaylock, Director of Tourism for 96. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We just had a winner on Knowing Facts about 96. Jan McCord called in. She said it was once the county seat from 1790 to 1804. Is she correct?
She is correct. Way to go, Jan.
Yeah, that's right. So you
I'm
just
not
won
sure of the dates, but I do know we used to be the county seat because I'm not the historian, but yeah.
Okay, and then you were telling me what, that 96 had to decide which direction to go as far as being part of?
Yeah, well, the old 96 district determined, and when we went with Greenwood, they became the county seat.
That's right. So how about that?
So you're welcome, Greenwood County.
Got a good deal there. Now, of course, one event I just want to talk about is, what was it, last week that they had, was it last week or the week before that they had the walk over there at the night?
The Candlelight Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's usually the first Saturday in October, first or second Saturday at the National Historic Site. Guess what?
What?
Record-breaking numbers this year. We were so excited.
It probably was because I talked about it.
No. It was. And thank you for the promotion.
Yeah,
you do a good job in helping us, and you're very generous, so thank you so much.
Yeah, well, thank you. But, I love talking about all these things and making sure that everybody knows about them. So we had that event. Now, this, of course, is coming up. Some of the other things that are going on the 29th, unbelievable stuff. You had a great time having the wrestlers there for the
Katichi Fest. That was back in August.
Mm-hmm.
And by popular demand, basically,
okay,
we're having the South Carolina wrestlers there. The person over that is Damaris Moten. He is a football coach, one of the assistant coaches at Greenwood High School. And he is over the South Carolina wrestlers. He brings about 20 wrestlers with him. And for a couple hours on the 29th, they'll be there. And the kids love it, and the adults love it.
Well, I think that's great because, we do such a good job with getting football out there.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't always get enough acclaim for those that do things like wrestling and some of these other sports. So that'll be going on from 5 to 6 right over there in 96. Now, will that be in the park or where will that be?
No, everything is in historic downtown 96. The wrestling ring will be set up near the gazebo.
Okay.
They will wrestle from 5 to 6 and 7:30 to 8:30. And this is like the wrestling you see on TV. This is not like high school wrestling. This is the whole costume.
Oh, okay. So
junk
this is,
talk, yeah. I mean, these are the wrestlers that, it's a lot of fun.
So they'll probably come out in some Halloween-type costume here
they
to
might.
Wrestle in, okay?
They might.
Or some great makeup, probably.
Yeah, they might.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you want to have just a great Saturday, starting at 7 o'clock in the morning with the townwide yard sale, right on to paranormal speakers, ghost hunters at the Historic Depot from 10 until 4, going right into wrestling, and then we must, and trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
6 to 8, trick-or-treating right around the square up there.
Yeah. Our businesses will set up tables outside, and a lot of businesses are coming. Businesses in Greenwood, Abbeville, McCormick, anywhere, they can set up a table for $10. Advertise their business. Would love for them to dress up. If they don't want to dress up, that's okay, too, and give out flyers,
mm-hmm,
advertisement, but give out candy most of all. Churches can do it. We have trunk-or-treating. That's welcome as well. And so it's just $10 to set up, and you give out candy. And what other inexpensive way can you advertise your business in 10 bucks?
Well, you know, not only that, Christmas is not far away.
Correct. Yeah.
So it's an excellent way to be able to do that. So let's see, that'll be going on from 6 to 8. But then there is something about the Zumba Zombies.
Zumba Zombies. Julie Going, who is affiliated with Just Dance, mm-hmm. one of our newest businesses in 96, owned by Aileen Traylor. She is a native from 96, and she has grown up, got married, had children, and she is a dance teacher now. And she has opened Just Dance on Main Street. And Julie Going is one of the Zumba Zombies. They teach exercise for ladies as well as dance classes for young children.
Mm-hmm.
But Julie called me and said, hey, can we do Zumba Zombies?
Ooh!
Yeah. That'll be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. They'll be teaching line dancing and things, so everybody can get involved.
This is great. So that'll be going on from 6 until 7. Then at 7 p.m., the costume contest. Now,
yes.
I guess you'll have a lot of categories from adult to children.
We'll have adults and children, yeah. It depends on how many people we have in there. But, yeah, they'll get. Last year they got trophies. We're deciding on what they're getting this year, but probably trophies.
Mm-hmm.
And we had everything from a monkey in a barrel to Captain Jack Sparrow last year. Yeah.
All right. Well, I remember driving over there and just seeing the tremendous amount of kids, adults, dressed, just having a good time over
there.
Yeah,
we're having fun. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's one night out of the year that you can just, you know, be whatever you want to be.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll come.
And what will you dress as, Ann?
I don't know. Gracie and I are figuring out our costumes together. We wanted to be matchy-patchy costumes.
Be Little Red Riding Hood. And she can be the Big Bad Wolf, even though she's so beautiful. Gracie is a beautiful doggie.
Big Bad Wolf. There you go, Gracie. See? Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
You can dress her up like Grandma. Nobody would ever know.
There you go, Grandma. Yeah, she's kind of got the teeth for
there you go.
Exactly. All right. Well, not only that, but there is a fundraiser that the 96 Fire Department is working on, too.
Yeah, we're excited. Chief Neil Lomax and Assistant Chief Steve Kiss and Russell Balchin and a lot of the firemen down there have teamed up with Highway 34 and Tiki Hut. Tiki Hut is one of our businesses down there that always supports everything that we do. They're having a haunted house. It's called the Deathly Halls of 96. And now that's a scary thing. That's not something you want your young kids to go to. But kids 14 and older can go in. Anybody under 14, I think, has to have an adult.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a fundraiser. Please come out. We're building a new fire department. Please come out and support our firefighters. They save lives all the time, and they're there when we need them, and they get up out of bed. Hot, cold, rainy weather, it doesn't matter. They're up, and they help. After storms, they help us. So please come support our firefighters.
You know, and I think, you know, let's see, how much does this cost? $10 for adults and $7 for children.
That's right.
Let's see, under 14 must be accompanied by an adult. I think one of the things sometimes, you know, we talk about how much money it takes to do these different projects. And so sometimes we say, well, my $10 or $15 doesn't matter that much when you're looking at big dollars.
And your 10 or 15 cents makes a difference.
I know.
It doesn't have to be dollars, yeah.
But people sometimes think, well, what the heck? It's not going to make that much difference. But the thing I like about this is a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting something, and you're getting something, you're giving something.
Right. And these firemen, they give. They give. And it's a volunteer fire department. So they don't have to get up when they hear that pager go off or when they hear the siren go off. They choose to, and they take care of us, and we really need to support their efforts.
Absolutely. You know, I don't know if you saw the story this morning on the news about the little boy that the grandmother
was thrown.
She had to drop him. She let him, and the fireman caught her. And they asked the little boy, what did you say to the fireman after he caught you? And he looked at him and said, thank you.
I know.
Well, you know,
and this is our way of saying thank you to our firefighters. We've got to support what they do.
Absolutely.
You know,
because they are such an important part of the community. And now, of course, they're even helping with the EMS part. Sometimes they are the first responders.
They're first on scene, yeah.
Yep.
And our police department just painted our restrooms and all down at the park. I mean, they do more than their call. They go beyond, above and beyond the call of duty. All firemen, all policemen, all troopers, our civil servants are just that. They're servants to us, and in a good way, and we need to support them.
Absolutely. So Come on out. That's going on from 8 p.m. to midnight. Now, you did say those under 14, you think it might be a little too scary.
A little bit too much, so that's what they've put on there. And it's every... Now, that's not just on the 29th. That is on the 29th.
Okay.
But it started last weekend, every Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
Until Halloween, and also on Halloween night. So, if you say, oh, well, I can't come the 29th, that's okay. You can come this weekend. That's when I'm going this weekend, so... If you see me next and they scare me so much that my hair turns completely gray,
right.
You'll know. Yeah.
So you'll be there. So it'll be Friday and Saturday this weekend, Friday and Saturday next weekend, and then you said on the 31st, which is actually Monday. Now, are you all going to be doing trick-or-treating on Monday over there?
Yeah, a lot of people come to 96 just to go to the Mill Village and around town to trick-or-treat. The official trick-or-treating day is going to be on Halloween because town policy says unless it falls on a Sunday, they celebrate it on that night. And Temple Baptist Church will have trunk-or-treating there at Halloween night, too.
They'll have what now?
Trunk-or-treating. Yeah. A lot of the churches get together that don't choose to do trick-or-treating and
right. Celebrate
Halloween, per
right.
se, but they have trunk-or-treating where they have people dress up in non-Halloween outfits and costumes, and they decorate their cars and all, and they give out candy.
Oh, okay.
A safe haven for the kids, too, which also is our Masquerade on Main.
Absolutely. That sounds great. Well, hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about what's going on in 96. Don't you go away.
Friday, happy days. The weekend comes. My cycle hums. Ready to race to you.
Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy day.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Margie Blaylock, Director of Tourism for 96. Now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are right here. You know, Dan Richardson called in earlier in the show when we were giving away that T-shirt.
Hello, Dan.
And he said his answer, although he said, I don't need a T-shirt, so give it to somebody else. Star Fort is in 96.
Indeed it is.
That's
exactly
right.
2 miles from our red light,
yeah. South
of 96, where the town of 96 once was. It was 96, then it was Cambridge, and then it was 96 again. There's been three towns.
Oh, okay. Well, mm-hmm. See, there's something we didn't know.
All yeah. right. Thank you, Dan.
So, yes, there you go, Dan, listening right here on WLMA right here in Greenwood. And, of course, you can listen on the stream at WLMA.net. We're also going to be doing a video of this, so we've got the video camera going right now, Margie.
Which I'm not a fan of, but okay.
It's going to be on YouTube, and let's see what else. We'll be able to have a podcast on the website, so you'll have to make sure that everybody gets to see it.
Sure.
We did, this is a skinny camera that we have.
Oh, okay, good. Take about 800 pounds off, and we're good.
No. All right. Well, we're having a good time talking to Margie. You know, Margie, one of the things that I always think it's so nice to have you here is the fact that you're always enthusiastic and you're always trying to be out there promoting 96 and making things better and better. Since you have been there, everybody has really gotten energized. I know you don't take credit for everything else over there, but you've energized people to get out and do. And
oh,
I
love my
terrific.
Job. Thank you for saying that. But it is everybody. But I love my job, and I try to do it to the best of my ability. And I remember my daddy told me a couple years ago, I was saying, well, I wish we did this, I wish we did that. He says, Margie, he said, stop complaining. He said, if you want something to happen, then you get involved and you make it happen. And that's when I got involved with the Chamber of Commerce and served with them for 2 years on a voluntary basis. And then the mayor had this position come open and asked me, he said, I get to appoint somebody and I want to appoint you. So, of course, I was flattered and excited, and I'll never get rich doing it, but that's okay.
Right.
I love my job and I love my hometown, and we are the hidden jewel in South Carolina. And we are the star of South Carolina.
The star, 96, yes, the star.
Starport.
Yes, exactly.
Festival of Stars.
Yes, exactly. Now, you've had some new businesses opening up and some new ones that are opening up over there in 96. That should be good news.
We are very excited. Yeah, we have Studio 96, which is on Saluda Street. We have Just Dance on Main Street. We have the Hen House opening up very soon. So if you like the Rag Picker, you will love the Hen House, and it's being opened by Sherry and Anthony Manley. And Sherry, for those who know Frank Broom, it's his daughter. But the Hen House will open up within the next 2 weeks. We'll have their grand opening.
Wow.
So we are so excited. And the Hen House is, you know, it's antiques, collectibles, gourmet food. Not prepared there, but gourmet items.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's even doing balloons.
Wow, that's great. So now, and you've had some restaurants.
Chips Home Cooking, a meat and three vegetable buffet, all you can eat. And if you like fish, go on Fridays. He has whole fish. He has other fish. He has filleted fish. He has chicken. He has slaw. He has baked potatoes.
Where are they located?
They're located on North Cambridge Street, where Judy's Home Cooking used to be.
Oh,
and Judy
okay.
is retired, so Chip opened that up. And Chip actually is actually also running for council. So
he's feeding the masses. This is a good plan.
he's over our senior center in 96, and he's just a really good guy. And it's good food, and they're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for lunch and dinner. Sunday only till 3, but Friday and Saturday, 11:30 to 8.
Wow, so that's good. So things are happening over there in 96.
Yeah, lots of things happening, going on, and we're going to make sure we keep getting all the excitement up.
So. Well, you do keep bringing excitement. Of course, you also are having a Meet the Candidates because actually, about the only elections going on in Greenwood are in 96, I think.
Yeah, we have 4 seats up for council and 1 with CPW and the mayoral candidate, the election. But, yeah, the Meet the Candidate is on Thursday, October 27th, and that is actually put on by the Chamber of Commerce. I don't know all the details and the ins and outs about that, but President of the Chamber, Ed Quinn, he will be the mediator, moderator.
I think it says... Yeah. Patrick Moody has agreed to moderate.
Oh, good. Well,
so
that's
Patrick
new news. Yeah.
News.
Oh, that was just updated last night.
Yes.
I see the date now. Yes.
Yes.
So Patrick Moody, who is our county councilman for 96, he and Mark Allison, but Patrick Moody will be the moderator. Awesome.
So
thank
there
you, Patrick.
You go. So the candidates will all meet at the historic 96 Depot, and I guess they'll be asking questions, and you'll be able to meet your candidates over there. And I think that'll be a good thing. Of course, the election comes up November 8th. Can you believe that? We've got Halloween, and then we're into election, and then it's Christmas, and...
It starts all over again.
It's
January 1.
So we
actually celebrate a new year, and it all starts over. Yeah.
So what is 96 doing for Christmas?
We have Christmas at the Depot. If anybody has ever been to High Grove, the High Grove Gathering on Highway 25, Ann Kewen, unfortunately, her husband passed away. They had done this event for 14 years. Well, she brings it to 96, and we were so flattered and excited. And she had one in June, and she will also have this one on December the 10th from 9 to 4 at the Historic Train Depot. And when you walk in, it's like you walk into a Hallmark card. I mean, it is just gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
And it smells good, too, I guess.
It smells good. She brings in fresh pines, cedar. She has everything is decorated in colonial. I mean, everything's for sale. That's
wow.
the thing. Yeah.
That's great. So put that on your calendars because that's what's coming up. Of course, we have been talking about what is happening this 29th of October 29th. It is the big event over there in 96. It is all about Halloween.
All day long.
Except for the wrestling. I don't see how wrestling...
Well, it's about history, too.
History.
Well, they have costumes on.
Okay, all right, there you
go. But history, it's about the history and mystery. Not necessarily Halloween, but the history and mystery of 96. So.
Well, it's about ghosts, right?
Yes. No. Well, we have costume contests, dancers, trick-or-treat, giving away candy, wrestlers. So it's about a lot of things. Just a lot of good family fun.
Absolutely. And not only that, you start off the day with a yard sale.
Yeah.
7 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock, $10 for tables, $25 for food vendors. You know what? It doesn't take much to make back that $10, does it?
That's right. One man's junk is another man's treasure.
That's right. And I'll expect there'll be people with crafts and stuff coming there. Hoping to sell some stuff going into Christmas.
Crafts, food, all kinds of things, yeah. Everything from homemade quilts to birdhouses to lighthouses to pillows and quilting, a lot of things.
So
yeah.
The only thing is you do have to bring your own tables, and if you want a cover or something over your booth, you do need to bring those things. So you're providing the space.
Correct.
All right. So if you want to be participating in that, give them a call over there. The number to call, Margie, is...
543-3396.
That's right, 543-3396. Call them, set up, get involved. Then they'll have speakers, then the wrestlers, and this is going to be costumed or makeup, or this is the full meal deal when it comes to wrestling, going on from 5 to 6 and 7:30 to 8:30.
And something else I wanted to say, I want to thank all Greenwood County hotels and restaurants, because whenever you have the accommodations tax, that helps support a lot of our events that people don't realize. So thank you, Mike Patel, for all the hotels and motels that you have in Greenwood County and the restaurants and everything. So, but the hotels, especially Mike Patel, we appreciate all that you do to help put 96 on the map and to be part of Greenwood County's activities.
Well, that's right, you know, because that accommodation tax does do a lot of things, not only here in Greenwood, but 96
right.
too.
And as far as the county tax accommodation money, Mike Patel owns all the hotels that that money comes from. So a special thank you to you, Mike.
Well,
thank you.
Well, there you go. I hope he's listening here today. And you are listening to WLMA. Now, from 6 p.m. to midnight, they will have tours departing from the historic train depot. And it will be, how long did you say it's going to be?
It's about an hour, hour and a half. And what we do is we have different people, and they're all dressed in period clothing. And they are either the ghost of that person or they are speaking in first person. We have Don and Brenda Bragg from Abbeville. We have people from Lancaster, Abbeville, Greenwood, 96, Salute, all of them participating and be in those characters. And we also have Lizzie, who was an indentured servant, that she might just sneak up on you anywhere. So.
Ooh, okay. So that is about an hour and a half. They start at 6 p.m. You can get your tickets at the depot. I guess give them 543-3396.
Right.
Give them a call. Set up to get your tickets. You'll want to, what it says, wear comfortable clothing, shoes, and bring a flashlight.
And strollers and golf carts are welcome if you can't walk that far. And also, like I said, the tours go all the way to midnight.
So there's plenty of time to do it, whether you do it early or you do it late. Hey, we want to thank you, Margie, for taking time out of your busy schedule and coming to talk to us today.
Thank you for promoting 96.
Well, we love knowing what's going on over there and keeping everybody in the know, because, you know, that's what it's all about, everybody knowing in different areas what's going on.
Well, if we don't have it, you don't need it. We're trying to touch base and give everybody what they want and something everybody can participate in.
Absolutely. So we have been here today right here at Sharp Passes Gallery. You know, we're going to be buying gold all afternoon. Gold's about $1,644 right now, so an excellent price. Come see us this afternoon at Sharp Facets Gallery. Congratulations to our winners, Darren Harmon and Jan McCord. Come pick up your tickets. We'll be giving more away at Giveaway Friday. So this is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.